Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is the Supernaturally Paid podcast, where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquette. Let's get into the episode. Hello, you guys. Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. We're going to talk today about how to overcome the hustler's mentality. So I want to talk about this today, y'all, because I think most of us, even if you did not grow up in a certain environment, you've seen shows like Martin, where they got Hustle Man. You know, we've seen the black sitcoms where it's always somebody that every week they got a new type of hustle. Like, you know, we've seen this type of thing and we laugh at it. Or if we grow up around it, sometimes, you know, we glorify it and we take this mentality a lot of times into our business. But let me tell y'all how, as a Christian entrepreneur, this is definitely something that you want to free yourself from. And you want to free yourself from it because the hustler's mentality is just that. You're hustling. You're just trying to get by. Like, what I know about hustlers and the mindset that they have is like, they kind of have this whole ain't nothing going on but the rent mindset. Like, I just need to get enough to pay my bill. I just need to get enough to do this. Like, it's not really a lot of thought that's put into it. It's not really a lot of passion that's put into it. It is solely a transaction of I need to get this money. I need to make this work. And you know, that's pretty much it. You don't want to have that type of mentality because God does not want us out here being anxious about anything when it comes to our finances. The scripture says in Philippians 4:6 that we are to be anxious about nothing, but with prayer, submit our requests, with prayer and thanksgiving, submit our requests to God, right? That's what the scripture says. And the thing that I've learned about any hustlers that I've ever met, I'm talking about hustlers in my family, hustlers that have been friends, like even hustlers that you see portrayed on a different TV shows, is they don't sleep very well at night. They're always anxious. Their mind is always thinking about the next dollar. Their mind is always thinking about what do I need to do better? Their mind is always thinking, am I doing enough? They are never, never, ever, ever fulfilled. They're never content. They're never satisfied. They always got to think about what's going to be that next hit. Like, it's almost like a fiend in a sense, but just in like a monetary regard, right? And so for me, I feel like I can talk about this from experience because when I first started my business, I had that hustler mentality. And let me tell y'all how the hustler mentality is really a gateway to a lot of things that you do not want to be partaking in as an entrepreneur. Like, the hustler mentality is a gateway to that team no sleep. The hustler mentality is the gateway to never not working. The hustler mentality is the gateway to even you're at a place in your business where you're doing well, but you still feel like you're not good, you're not doing good enough, and you still could be doing more. So we really, really, really just want to denounce that hustler mentality because God wants us at peace. God wants us resting. God said that he wants us to have peace that surpasses our understanding. So I just want to give you guys really quick a couple tips to help you get over having that hustler's mentality. So I would say tip number one is making sure that you are actually operating. And this is going to be important whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you are in a 9-to-5. But you want to make sure that you're in the industry that God has for you. Because I find that anytime that I'm in a business beyond the time that I'm supposed to be in it, it feels like a hustle to me.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
And it starts to feel like a hustle to me because it becomes solely transactional. I'm not passionate about it. It's not something that is very purpose driven. And it's really just something that basically is a hustle. Also, because I'm not supposed to be doing it anymore, I find that it starts to be a little bit more challenging for me to operate in it on a day-to-day basis, right? So you want to make sure that you're in the industry that God wants you to be in. That's tip number one. Tip number two, you cannot just read Philippians 4:6. You have to actually study it and you have to live by it. And you have to understand that God does not want you being anxious for anything. He does not want you waking up in the morning and talking to money before you talk to him. He does not want you not even being able to think straight, not being able to think about what you're going to eat for lunch today because you're so busy thinking about money and thinking about where your next meal is coming from and that kind of thing. You don't want to not be actively applying this scripture to your life every single day. And then tip number three is you have to make sure that you have fully surrendered your finances to God. A lot of times I hear people say like, God, this is your money. God, I trust you. I surrender. But let me tell you how it's a lot of people that's saying that ain't doing it. You cannot be the person that's just saying that. You have to actually do it. Surrendering comes by action, and you have surrendered when you wake up every day and you are really at peace with what God is doing in your finances, what God is about to do in your finances. You cannot wake up when you've surrendered your finances. You don't wake up every day feeling like anxious. Oh, let me hurry up and get to this. I got to figure this out. You don't feel that anxiety because you are trusting that even while you are sleeping, that God is working on your behalf. The scripture tells us in Psalms 121 that our help comes from the Lord. If you continue on in that passage, and I this is such a beautiful passage to me, you guys. I think it's the perfect scripture to stand on for people that struggle with that hustler's mentality. But if you continue on in the scripture then goes on to say, God doesn't slumber about you. He cares so much about your well-being in every sense of the way that he literally does not sleep, y'all, when it comes to you. So you don't have to have this never not working mentality. You don't have to be on team no sleep because God is on team no sleep. You don't have to feel like, should I be doing this? Should I be doing more? You don't have to feel like that because we serve a God that can do more with less. We serve a God that can make a way out of no way. So really surrendering and trusting that God is in the midst of whatever you need financially. God is in the midst of whatever you want financially, and it brings him joy to give you blessings. So I pray, my prayer for you is that you would be released from that hustler's mentality, that you will understand that you ain't gotta have that hustler's mentality, that you will understand that you don't have to be overworked and underpaid, that you will understand that you don't have to be out here selling just anything that you can get your hands on and sell to get by. So that is the message of this week. I hope that this podcast episode bless you guys. Make sure that you are fully subscribed so that you do not miss out on any of the content that we are dropping on Supernaturally Paid. And I will see y'all soon in another episode. I am so grateful that y'all have listened to another episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. Now, y'all know I love when y'all leave me a 5-star review and also share some of your feedback from the podcast episode. So make sure that you do that. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button and make sure that you share the Supernaturally Paid podcast with a friend.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.